Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
EQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. EQ 3, intruder alert.
Well, once again, my doorman gets so excited and gets a little bit over into his job, but that's okay. He's a good guy. And welcome to Madame Perry Salon once again, everybody. I am so psyched. I've got so many good shows that we've got planned this fall, and so many that we've had in the last few weeks, so many to come, that I am so excited about every one. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon. As I said, I am your host and cruise director, Madame Perry, also known as Jennifer Perry, and I am delighted to introduce my guest to you tonight. He is known as a conscious health alchemist, the creator of Body Brilliance Nutrition. His name is Reno Soriano. He is a high-vibe, heart-centered health luminary, a holistic health coach, holistic nutrition specialist, holistic fitness coach, and transformational speaker on conscious living and expanding your consciousness. He is known as a conscious health alchemist, and he creates some amazing energy-boosting elixirs and fun food fantastic recipes that will knock you outside the galaxy. And this is not just hype. I think you can really do it. You can get your vibrations up to where you do. Reno can teach you how to ignite your full potential through his secret holistic biophotonic nutrition practices. And I am thrilled. You got a little sample of him a few weeks ago. I'm back to have him for the whole show. Reno Soriano, welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon. So happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
I am delighted. Thank you. So we were talking, when I talked to you before, you had just put out a new book called Sensational Slimming Secrets.
Yep.
All right. And that's the newest book. Tell us about that and what kind of information or secrets you share.
I heard it was like a little blip. So you're talking about my Sensational Slimming Secrets book, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Who is that book for? And I know that sounds like an obvious answer, but so many of us have different problems that we have as far as maintaining weight or staying slim.
Yeah. Well, that book is basically, it's a 12-week step-by-step kind of modular program where it takes you by the hand and it gives you a solid holistic foundation to where the results build upon each other, because most of what's being taught out there is actually counterproductive in helping people to shed the weight. And I always ask one question is, how's your program working? How's your personal trainer working? How is that diet working? And most people kind of pause when I say, well, how's it working for you? And where's the proof then? If all these other health paradigms out there are so great and supposedly, being overweight and losing weight is about fat and calories, which it's not, but that's what is being taught out there, then where's the proof? Where are the fit, healthy, radiant people? And I always tell people, is there some island that all these fit, healthy people went to? Because I would like to know where they're at, because I don't see them too much in this society. So for me, I wrote that book is to, number one, set the record straight and reveal the deeper core components of what's going on, of why so many people are overweight and why most people have not been able to get the results with the common health paradigm. Some people do get results, but it's more those people either have good genetics or they're using a lot of willpower and doing a lot of crazy things to get the results, which is not healthy long term. And so just the fact, I'm just going to put this fact out there because some people may not be aware, but 80 to 90% of the people who go on that show called the big, you know, the Biggest Loser, they
right.
wind up gaining the weight back within 18 months. Okay. Or at least most of it. And some probably wind up gaining more. So my point is we need to use a higher consciousness and first stop and pause and say, okay, these diets and nutritional programs have been out for decades. And the results are, we have more overweight and unhealthy people than ever before. So for me, I can't believe that more people haven't paused and said, you know what, something's not right. We need to maybe use something different. We need to rethink how we're going about shedding the weight. And the way most people are doing it is it's inefficient and it actually puts people on a hamster wheel. And it gets very frustrating. I can see it in people's eyes. And what happens is people get to the point of giving up. And guess what happens? People go out and they give up and they just go, I don't care anymore. And they go continue to eat the grunge and they wind up putting more weight on. And then then their whole life suffers. And then they wonder why their life is just blah. And the hamster, I call it hamster wheel living. It's just like you go through the motions and they're not really juiced up for life. They're not really tapped in because their body is in survival mode. Their body is overweight. They don't feel good. And it's just a reflection of just look at them. Okay, so my deal is I wrote that book, Set the Record Straight, but to give people a simplistic, holistic foundation that builds upon itself and it gets results that last if you're willing to do the work. And so there is no magic button. There's no magic diet. There's no magic supplement. However, what I reveal in that book will for sure set the record straight and will give you a pathway to follow, and the rest is up to you. Because if you're not going to make certain changes and shifts, of course, you're not going to get the results. But the way I've lined it up is it's very fun, creative, and it knocks your socks off because I'm not teaching green smoothies and bland salads and do these rice cakes and then all these things over here, stay away from them. And then you're basically left with these bland, boring, and tasteless meal items, which after a few weeks, people get frustrated and they go, and their bodies go into deficiency and their body's like, hey, I need nourishment. And so the deal is there's just too much information. There's too much misinformation. And the third one is there's a lot of hype on purpose to sell people. Mm-hmm. So the weight loss industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. And it's that way for a reason. It's called repeat business, and it's called hype.
Yeah.
And people love buying hype for some reason. They think it's this complex process. And I say, it's so easy that you're missing it. And so I've converted this whole weight epidemic into something that's it's not that big of a deal, but you need the right tools, you need the right pathway, and then you just got to walk it, and it's very simple. So that's what I've done is made it so simple that it's like even a child can understand this and say, oh, well, of course, how did I miss that? And people miss it because you got a million flashes of information coming at you every day, and most of it is designed to pull you in a direction to sell you something that is not for your highest good. And I say, just look at society. And for example, and I always observe when I go out in public, and a few weeks ago, was in the store, and it's mainly a woman's store. There are some guy stuff, and I was looking for shirts for me and some pants. But then I'm looking around; it's mainly women. And I was just observing, and here comes one woman. She's overweight, and look over here, another woman overweight. And the people working the cash register, they're all overweight. People coming in the door, they're all overweight. I'm like, oh my god! And people don't see it; they don't understand that it's not supposed to be this way. I'm sorry. We're not supposed to have a bunch of overweight, unhealthy people. And so I know I'm one of very few people who knows all the components that are contributing to that, and most people are not aware. And so that's where I'm just here to increase awareness and then give a very fun approach to resolving it because it benefits society to have healthy, vibrant people walking around. And the key is, and why I do what I do is, when you are fit, healthy, and radiant, look out. You're unstoppable. Your higher faculties kick in. Your brain has these things going on. It's called, you got an endocrine system, but it's got you also have a pineal gland, which some indigenous cultures call the seat of your spirituality. And there are certain meditations that people conduct to get your pineal gland in alignment. But there's a lot of things going on in your brain. But if you're jamming your body with toxic stuff and you're depleted and you're malnourished, your brain can't tap you into your higher faculties of intuition, clairaudience, clairvoyance. And some people have these talents naturally, but everyone can have them. But most people are very toxic, and we live in a planet, at least in the West, is very toxic. Most people are fixated on money, and they're stressed out, and all these things that are not helping a person to align optimum health, but also their truth of living a life that's juicy and delicious, that you want to get up every morning and go, yeah. And most people are on the hamster wheel. So I wrote that book as mainly as a vehicle for a person's expansion, and if they're willing to walk it, it's very simplistic. And so that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah, I've got so many things out of what you said that I just want to target. But before, I think one of the first ones I was going to say is, here on your website, it says, do you know that 90% of the people who go on diets and nutrition programs never reach their goals? And the food supply, you know, talk about the food supply being a foundation, devoid of foundational viable nutrition because of all the GMO or hybridized food, meaning your body can't recognize it as nutrition. But, you know, when you talked about the 90% of the people hit these things, don't make their goal. And then you think, too, Biggest Loser. People think they've got trainers. They've got people there who are working out with them, and nutritionists, and people monitoring, and all people talking to them and so forth. They've got a team around these people. And yet they still, so many of those people, yeah. I didn't know what the stats were, but I had seen some pictures of people that then when they come off that, everything comes back on.
Yeah. And that's because that, they didn't think, So my point is those people wind up gaining all that weight back because they didn't take care of the core. And so for me, I always go to the core. So we can talk about fat and calories, and we can talk about, you know, nutrition and stuff. But the core is, I would hope that people pause right now, because this is right now is, I think, the most important aspect to life of what's going on in this planet. People are very imbalanced inside. They're hurting. They have so many emotional traumas and stuff that they've been through. And as humans, we haven't been taught how to deal with these emotions. And so people are numbing. So it's numbing, stimulating. And people will do it with drugs and alcohol. So food is the easiest compound to use to try to numb and distract and pull, because it does give you, if you eat certain foods, it gives your brain some chemicals and it feels kind of good. And so what people do, though, eventually is you become, some people call it addicted, or you just wind up building habits and associating with, when I'm stressed out, and I can't take what's going on, I'm going to go for the sugar. And when I'm stressed out, I got to go for the ice cream. So you build these addictions to certain types of foods, which are obviously not healthy, but people need a relief. And so this is what's going on. So a lot of people are just jamming their bodies with all these, it's sugar is one of the worst. And I tell people, if you want to live 30 years longer and have more energy, get off all sugar and white flour products, and you will for sure do that. And so the sugar is a big one. Every morning people need, their cup of joe to even get functioning. And that's because their body, they have addicted their body to the sugar, and they need to stimulate their nervous system. But that's not pure energy. That's stimulation, and that's the last thing you want to do to your brain and nervous system. So, but this country especially is so addicted to this, I guess it's that we're in a stimulated society. So you need to, what I tell people is, look, you can't live like that for too long, because your body can only go so long with that level of health. And at some point, you're going to hit a brain point and your body just gives out. And so there's no mystery why there's epidemics. It's very clear. Just look at the basic foundations. I have those few tidbits on my website. And, we need to start at the basics. But the main one is, goes a little deeper, and that's the emotional, mental, spiritual. And I think if people can just start going within and start being honest with themselves, start writing about what are you truly feeling. Go sit in nature, because nature is your greatest remedy. You want to feel a million times better, go sit in the grass, go lay in the grass, go hug a tree, just go sit at the base of a tree, go swimming in the ocean, this is like an all-natural therapy, and Mother Earth will help to pull this out of you. And so, but most people are too, we live in a society that promotes go, 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 and people don't ever take time to get grounded and chill and relax. It's always on the go, and that you can't go like that indefinitely. You're going to hit a brain point, and that's where a lot of people are at right now. They're so depleted, not only in nutrition, but life force energy and emotions, that they've lost themselves. There's no spirit. It's done. This West culture is lacking soul. It's lacking spirit. We need to bring that back. And even the music, I'm sorry, the modern music, it lacks soul. There's no high five to it. I mean, go listen to music of the 80s and 90s. That's got soul. It's got pop, inspiring, and powerful messages. And then lately, it's just we got all this synthesized computer, digitized stuff, and it's like no soul. And that's the problem with society is it's becoming a cyborg society, and people are not aware of what's happening. You can't subsist on gadgets and gadgets and digital technology. It doesn't work. Nature is the king, and nature will heal you, and nature will catapult you, and nature is your fulcrum. It's your link to evolution. So, and I tell people, make a choice. You want to subsist on machines, or do you want nature, which has proven itself time and time again? It will heal you. It will uplift you. It will energize you. And so there's a simple choice. The way I put it is, let's keep it simple, and let's stop this mad rush for money and all this, hack this and hack it. We got too many. It's too, I don't know how to explain it with words sometimes, but it's just too synthetic for me. It feels too funny. And so I think if people just start using, can start using some more natural perspectives and some more natural approaches to, again, just go out in nature for, just try it once. I guarantee you, you're going to have epiphanies and you're going to feel so much better. And I've done that with people and they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah. And if you do that 3 to 5 times a week, you're not going to have any issues in life because you're going to be grounded. And no matter what comes, you're going to be in your body. You feel well. And so that's just a little bit of my philosophy. I can go on for hours, obviously, but.
And so many things, things become an epidemic and different kinds of epidemics. I don't know exactly which ones you were talking about, but I know I see so many people and I just want to, it makes me just want to go over that are just so, you can tell they're sick, they're overweight. You find out they're so young, but they're so heavy and that can't be good for their heart or any other part of their body or their mental attitude, anything. But I had a neighbor earlier this year. This girl was only, I think she was 32, and she was, I think she weighed a little over 350. And she just went home from work one day and had a heart attack and died. And they said, her doctors had been telling her. And then, of course, whenever you see families like that, then the children always seem to be very heavy because they're following the same eating habits. The kids always have a Mountain Dew and some candy with them or something. And, or just some kind of junk, it makes my heart so sad because I look at them, I'm thinking, this is what they're being taught, the same thing. These kids aren't going to have a chance of having health, good health, and having happiness. And and a couple of things I've made notes on as you were saying. One is that you said there's so many benefits to society for us to all be healthy.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And. So what do you mean by that when you say it'll be beneficial to society?
Well, the first main thing is when someone's healthy and happy and fit and radiant. Let's just say somebody walks in, just look at them. You'll feel that they have a high vibe to them. Number one, like when I walk into the room, people feel my vibe. Okay, it's just natural because I take care of myself. So for me, it keeps me juiced up for life. I have creative ideas coming constantly. I just see life differently. I'm more positive. I'm kinder. I'm gentler. So this is what happens when people can just transform. It's beyond physical. It's emotional, mental, spirit. It's an entire body. It's an entire mind, body, spirit elixir that happens when you can be fit, healthy, and radiant. Okay, you're more in tune with your essence, your inner. Some people call it spirit. Some people call it soul. But what happens is because of the food supply and because people are so distracted, people's consciousness is scattered. And so we need to bring that in. And so solid, what I call holistic nutrition, is foundational. It brings you back. It's like this thing. I can't explain it with words. When I had my restaurant, it was funny because I would have people come in, and these people, I could just see it on their face. It was like they had an attitude, yeah? And they just were picky, and I was like, oh, boy, right? And then they would have an experience in my restaurant. And would you believe what would happen is they would ask to see me because they had to find out, what are you doing? Because I've been to hundreds of restaurants, and I'm usually not thrilled, and there's usually something I find picky. But this person then, I would go out and meet them because they were asking to see me. Hi, how you doing? They turned into like a little child. They came in with this big thing on their face, this attitude, and when they were talking with me, it was like a transformed being that just happened because they just had pure nutrition go in their body that's made with love, and they now are gentle and kind. That was just one simple experience. But yeah, what would happen if that person did that every day? So my thing is, it's much bigger than, you know, physical health. It's impacting you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And literally, it's almost like a gateway to higher expansion, higher consciousness, and evolution by being fit, healthy, and radiant. And then the creative ideas that will flood you, oh, look out. It's actually a deeper connection to the universe and source when you are fit, healthy, and radiant, because now you can hear things where before you're jammed with sugars, stimulating your nervous system and all this stuff. You can't hear your messages from intuition. It scatters that message. And so, of course society is going to benefit. If everyone's walking around with a spring and stuff, and oh my God, just imagine what kind of a paradise we can create in that state. Mm-hmm. And it is possible. It's very simple. The problem is the programming and all the grunge information out there, and then it's a lot of hype with products and companies wanting to sell you. So for me, it's like, again, let's reel everything back in, let's calm down, and let's go back to basics. Let's keep it simple. Mm-hmm. The problem is there's been a programming conditioning of humans to complexity. The humans are addicted to complexity. They think that things have to be complex and they got to spend tons of money. And I'm here to say, oh, no, you don't. It actually can be very low cost, and it's much, much, much simpler than you would believe. That's why when I coach someone and within 2 days they start going, I didn't know it could be like this. I'm like, well, yeah, because you've never learned how to create this. And so I've had people have extraordinary results by not even doing too much with them. It was just very basic. And they had tremendous results, and they were just baffled. They were like, I tried so many things, and how I only did two things with you, and wow. And I'm like, yeah, that's how easy it is. So yeah, everyone gets benefit in society by everyone being fit, healthy, and radiant. It's a much gentler, kinder society. It's a much more juicy society. It makes you want to go out and connect with people.
I got it. This is Madam Perry, and if you've just tuned in, my guest tonight is Reno Soriano. He's a conscious health alchemist, and he can show you how to talk about get your groove back. He can show you how to amplify your vibration, expand your consciousness, live a victorious life, and the man lives what he speaks, and he's happy to help you do it too. So just we're also, if you want to call in and talk to Reno Soriano, ask him a question. The number is 646-716-9922, and that's toll free from anywhere in the continental U.S. So, you know, when you talk about the vibration, you said when you walk into a room, people can feel it. You know, I can think of a couple of people I know, like my hairdresser, who also became a CrossFit trainer. And whenever I see her, whether it's at the gym or if I see her when I go to get my hair done, she radiates. I mean, she's a beautiful woman anyway, but she just radiates a vibration that's just feel good when you walk in there, when you see her, you know, and just it's contagious, it's exciting. And yet sometimes when people, now my husband, you know, he's a good guy, he's healthy, he looks much younger than his age, but he has to travel a lot on this job. Like in the last month he's been to Amsterdam and to London and to Dubai and then back to the States, And so, you know, it's a lot of time, you know, in a little cramped seat and flying and no oxygen. So I try to make sure that I would rather I cook for him. And if I'm going to be out of town, I'll go, I like to cook ahead for him so that he has something where I know how the food is made. And I know he's getting, you know, sound nutrition. Because, like I tell him, and Reno, you know how some of us women are. I tell him, you're not the only husband I could get, but you're the only husband that I want. That's why. So it's I got to take care of him. Right?
Well, that's great. So, yeah.
So
very good.
Yeah, so I want to make sure, because I can tell a difference in him, and he can too sometimes if he eats out. You know, some restaurants are fantastic, and we know some, and we know that, you know, well, the chefs are just marvelous. And like, but every now and then there's something I would do, not like for him to go to fast food places, because I said, you know, you always seem miserable afterwards. You don't feel, you don't look like you feel well.
Yeah, well,
and
yep.
Now, something else you were talking about too back there, you said so many people are imbalanced or hurting inside. They've been dealing with certain pains. There are things emotional, mental, spiritual, but certain types of pain, some hurt that people are dealing with that affects the rest of them. Would you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, yeah, it's, everyone goes through it, but, you know, it's we live in a society that, I think because, of, you know, we have to survive and we have to go make money, because the way this society has been set up, it's you got to survive. And that survival mode just, it stresses you out, but it taxes you, but it also takes your time, takes your lifeless energy. So we as a society don't have time to sit as a family anymore. It's like kids are being raised in daycare and kids are learning, you know, these philosophies at a young age that are not for their highest good, you know, just in the things coming off of the EV and in society in general. So, you know, so we need to, how do we do, you know, that's the thing. We're in this modern society, things are zipping, but the issue becomes is when you're a child, you need certain nourishment, and it's beyond physical. You need your mother and father's nourishment. Your mother needs to nourish you in a certain way, and your father has his own way, and we need that as children. Otherwise, we grow up with these, it's like a deficit, it's like a void, and it's like, it's very hard to repair that, because you create certain belief systems and thought forms in those pains and traumas in those moments where my mom and dad's not here right now, and you're scared, and those emotions, they have to be honored, or they have to be expressed, or otherwise, you know, what a lot of people do is it gets stored. You know, some people say the subconscious mind, but I believe it gets stored multidimensionally. It gets stored physically in your cells, but it also gets stored in your auric field. And so, you know, science is now validating, you know, there's a biofield around everyone. It's like our part of our essence, but these things get stored because as children, we're not taught how to deal with our emotions, and sometimes we're told, be quiet, stop crying. And those things contribute to more pain and suffering. So we need to be free to express, but we're not very good at it as humans, and because everyone's busy, we're flying, and we've lost that family touch and feel of sitting with your family and just appreciating each other. But it's and everyone's on high pace, flying, but the survival mode is what stresses everyone out, and then they can't be there for their children, and then they create belief systems and thought forms, and then that builds emotional pain, and then some people just they physically get traumatized, which adds a whole another host of things that get stored. So a lot of people are holding on to emotional, mental, deep subconscious traumas, and then the other piece, which is the kicker, which you know, people can do a search on YouTube or Google for this, but it's epigenetics. And it's been discovered that emotions and traumas and pains and belief systems can actually get passed through family lineages many generations down. And so the kicker, which some people don't want to hear, but you are a culmination of everyone before you, whether you want to admit that or not. So you're carrying your mom and dad, and you're carrying your ancestors, and you need to go find out what were they doing where were they living and what kind of emotions, because any unresolved energy gets passed on. And it's done, you know, and this goes really deep, and we can talk on a quantum level, but it gets passed holographically. It's all energy. And it's almost like if you don't resolve it, guess what? You pass it on to your kids. And if they don't resolve it, they pass it on to the next generation. And how and why that is, I have no idea, but it's been proven. And that's the part that is getting a lot of people, is they try to do personal development and try to shift, but then they're unconscious of what is really going on deeper subconsciously and what's in my biofield. And a lot of times, 90% of what you're carrying is your ancestors and what they were emoting and what they were feeling. And this takes it to another level, like, oh my God. But yet science is now really starting to put some attention on saying, yeah. And so as you clear these things, you wind up seeing that now life can flow and now your body's going to be healthy because you don't have these energies constricting you. It's like these energies get dense and you can feel them. So if you have health issues, if you have pain, if you have any type of disorder or something, you can bet your butt that you got some emotional mental associations with that. And it has been proven with some people, they've had, you know, bad back, bad pain in their back, and they've tried everything. And it's like they've tried physical, and the physical isn't the most important part. What is the most important part is getting what is the emotion that's tied to that pain. And it's pretty interesting that some people that are healers can just tap in and go, oh, yeah, you got this emotion of anger. It's a knot right here in your back. And as you release that, guess what happens? The back releases, and now you feel better. So the emotional stuff is really what's binding everyone. The physical body is an immaculate thing. It's a miracle what the body will do in record time when you allow it to align and allow it to be in its sacred state. But the problem is the constricting energies of emotional pains and traumas that literally create like a constriction. It's like somebody's putting a straitjacket on a rope and tying you, and energetically that cannot allow your body to function properly, cannot allow your energy meridian to flow energy up and down your body. And that's where the issue becomes, is when the energy gets constricted. And again, in Asian cultures, in Chinese medicine, they always want to know what's going on emotionally, mentally, because they know they want to find where in your body those emotions are stuck, because they know if they can unclog that, energy flows, you feel better. That's why they're big proponents of acupuncture and some of these modalities that move energy, because they know there's a blockage somewhere, energy blockage. And it's in your body, but I believe it's also in your auric field. So if you can clear both, wow, you're going to see miracles, because now that constriction's removed, and it's just like unpinching a hose that your garden hose. You unpinch it, and now you have flow. And so it's very it's a very deep perspective, but we need to go here, because obviously the superficial explanations and perspectives haven't fared too well. And at this point in the time, especially on this planet, we need a major mental, emotional, spiritual detox. And we need to do it fast, because we are, like I was saying last time, we are in a dire position right now on this planet. People have no idea where we're at. And I'm an intuitive, and I feel, and I keep telling people, we need to mature ourselves as a humanity. We need to grow up, wake up, but we need to clear people of this emotional baggage. And once you do that, you're going to see people have miracles in their lives. And, I've seen them personally with people when they have an epiphany or they release something. It's like, my life, it flows now. And I'm like, yeah, because now you don't have these energies constricting you. And so so I say, we need to do that's why I teach a holistic perspective of, you know, we can take care of the nutritional very easily and the body will reboot itself. Within a week, you can see miracles physically, but the issue becomes, what is in your field? What's in your body? What are you holding on to? Who are you angry at? So I always ask a person usually is, okay, let's forget about everything. Just take some deep breaths. And I ask one question, and usually they look at me and go, oh. And I say, who is the problem? Because usually one person that did something to you, or a number of people that you're still angry at and you're holding on, and it's like almost literally like you're carrying those people energetically when you're angry, you have resentment or bitterness. So I say, for your sake and humanity's sake, please let it go. And I know it's easier said than done, but you need to start breathing into that frustration and anger and let it express itself and let it be done so you can move on with your life and stop carrying people. If they hurt you, they're hurting 100 times worse inside. for them to do what they did to you, because they've gone unconscious, they're hurting, and out of hurt, they're it's almost like a child that is in freak mode and is doing things in an unconscious mode to hurt you, and they don't even know what they're doing. So for me, we need forgiveness of ourselves first and then other people, because that is the greatest healing remedy. If we can let go and stop carrying people, so let go of the anger, let go of the frustration and the resentment that they did, he said, you know, they did this and she did. If we can just start letting that go, the society will change overnight. But the problem is the human ego loves holding on. The ego, one of the ego's yummy desserts is to be pissed at someone, to be angry, and no, they did this to me, and I'm going to get them back. And that is what's taking out the planet. Go look at what's going on happening around the planet. I don't watch the news, but I can. It's like, you know, I hear occasionally what's going on, but I mean, go look at what's being done around the planet, because people are pissed at other people, and they don't even know why they're pissed. It's passed on through the generations. This anger, you can just see it. Just look at it. It gets passed on through the generations, and the new generation, they're angry, and they don't even know why. and yet they want to go up again. Yeah. So it's very prevalent. So this is what you're seeing now on this planet. You're going to see humanity's unconscious, undealt stuff right before your eyes, and nothing's going to be hidden anymore. And now we're in some unique energies. We got, you know, solar flares. We got, you know, gamma rays coming in from the galactic core. And this is scientific, so it's not just one of this new age spiritual mumbo jumbo. I don't get into that, but there are scientific data coming in saying, yeah, we got some stuff going on. We got the planet, the sun acting up, and then we got these powerful rays coming in from the galactic center. It's almost like jarring everything. It's almost like a button that's hitting for detox. Like, okay, guys, all this dense stuff has to be cleaned up, and it's not going to be a pretty process. That's the problem, because it's going to bring up everyone's unconscious stuff. And the issue becomes is, what did your mom and dad hold on to, and what did their mom and dad hold on to, and what did And that's the issue. Some of us are being asked a tall order, is we're literally being asked to clear generations of anger and bitterness and rage and all this stuff. Because I've had it happen myself. Like, I'm pissed and I'm angry, but why am I? Because I don't really want to feel that right now. And then once you get in tune with it and you go, okay, let's let you express and let's be done. And sometimes it is easier said than done, but you need to start going within, you need to start breathing, you need to start coming back to your fulcrum and having the intention that you're going to do this for all of humanity. This is bigger than you. This is why when I coach someone health-wise, hey, your health is bigger than you. You're not doing this just for yourself, because by you walking as a model, as somebody who just walks into a room and lights it up, wow, dude, that's a tall, what you're doing, something fantastic for everyone in that room. And so it's bigger than you. That's why I tell people, do not envision yourself as a separate little person being blown by the winds of life here and there, and everyone else is out there. We're all connected in this pond. And if you take a left step, guess what's going to happen? It's going to create a ripple in the pond and affect everyone else. It's just the way it is on a quantum level. That is what's going on. Energy blips and affects everything else. So we need to start seeing this planet as one pond, and if we want to be healthy and happy, we need to make sure we're creating ripples that help other people to be healthy and happy. It's that simple. And if we can walk with that consciousness, and if we can see everyone as a sacred being, and they have a right to express themselves any way they want without judging them, we're going to have miracles show up on this planet. It is happening, but it's happening in pockets. And so what I say is, let's grow up and let's leave a legacy for this planet. And that's how we're going to do it, is we're going to be mature, and we're going to take responsibility, even if it was your great-great-grandfather that dumped his emotional baggage and didn't deal with it. You're going to clean it up for him and for everyone and for the future generations, because if we don't, universal forces will kick in and do it for us, and that's not going to be pretty.
No. I'm getting that feeling. It's not going to be pretty. But now let's talk about it. Now you say, you know, we need to be mature, grow up, and get ourselves together. However, I want to ask you about something on your website, Youngevity Makeovers. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because I am seeing all kinds of things like monthly and weekends and 6 months and power sessions.
Yeah. So the longevity is, that's my brand of, we're on this planet and most people come in and come out. They come in this plane and, if they're lucky, they get to 80 and they go out and they've never really tapped into their full potential. They've never really discovered who they truly are. They've never really had too much happiness because they were busy surviving and they got blown by the winds of life. They never really consciously created their life. So they kind of just were unconscious, like a lot of people, a lot of us, you go through life and you're just like, but you're not really consciously creating your life. And so I look at it and go, a lot of people go out 70, 80, and if you're lucky, 90, but the average is 70, let's just say 75. And I'm looking at it and laughing, and it's almost like what? I mean, a person barely has – you don't even have enough time within 50, 70 years to really figure this thing out. And, I mean, it's 6 or 7 decades. And I'm looking at it going, excuse me, that's unacceptable, number one. Number two, I know for a certainty that a human body can survive hundreds of years, and it has been done, by the way, and you're not going to hear about it in this country, but in other countries – has been done quite easily, especially in Japan and China, of people living high in the mountains and using just nature to extend human life for hundreds of years. We're not talking a few decades, actually. We're talking hundreds. There's stories of Lao Tzu in China living. Yeah, absolutely. This is proven. There's been people that have lived to 200, 300, 400, Lao Tzu 400, and there are some people that have literally were so light that they transformed into light, and some people won't believe it, but I know it is a possibility if you can increase your frequency that your body becomes lighter and much more photonic. But most people have been programmed, number one, that this is a human lifespan, 70 years and 80 if you're lucky and you go out. I'm here to challenge that and say it's a program running in human consciousness that needs to be wiped out, because I know for sure, absolute with certainty, a human body can survive hundreds of years if you can give it what it requires, keep it clean, and be in touch with nature. That's the key. There's a secret. And that's why I call it longevity, because let's just say I've come across certain secrets that can easily expand human life and not only that, but help you to live like what I call young. Energy. You're going to pop with energy. You're going to have vitality, and you're not going to get, this wrinkly and all this, and then go out at 150. No. Because the key is, and again, there's many scientists trying to discover the fountain of youth. and they're looking, and they're missing it because it's right in their face, but they're missing it because they're using conventional science, perspectives and tools. And it's right there. The body's already programmed for longevity, so that's not the issue. It's that I think humans, at some point in time, were impregnated with a belief that, you're only supposed to live this long, and then the lifestyles of most people doesn't support longevity anymore, especially in this country. You're not going to get to 100 because, you're stressed out. You're surviving. You have to go survive. You have to go work. You have to give your life force energy 9-10 hours a day. And by the time you're 50, of course you're done. Why? Because you gave your life force energy, which is the holy grail of everything in the universe, you've given it to your job. You've given it to your partner. You've given it to this over here. You've given it to your business without bringing it back. And that's one of the keys, and this is why the Asian cultures, they do Qigong, and they do Tai Chi, because they're bringing energy in. So in this country, it's all energy out. Nutritionally, it's bankrupt. The nutrition supply in this country is bankrupt, and they're giving energy to a job that they don't really want to be at. Then they're going home and they're quarreling with their spouse, and then they're going. It's all energy expenditure. People are done. That's no wonder people are going out 50, 60, and 70. So my deal is I'm going to teach what I call longevity, which is going to expand human life quite easily. And I'm also sitting on a few inventions that will potentially expand human life to beyond a few hundred years. And I'm obviously going to keep that secret. And but I already know that my invention can be created. I just need to get the right masterminds that can come in and help me to create it. I already know it's possible just because of some things I've discovered. And intuitively, and now here's my secret, is when you're tapped into source, these ideas just come to you. You don't have to go fishing for them. And that's what happens when you're fit, healthy, and radiant. Your higher faculties are in, and you're tapped in. You're tapped into the universe, and the universe is a universal bank going, oh, you want to do this? That's your intention? Here it is. And I go, oh, thanks. So young Jay, now, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like the things in the power sessions. I'm reading all this thing. And you can go to – you've got Rino Soriano's website. It's just RinoSoriano.com. And I've got it on all – I've got it on everything. I'm on the Madame Perry Salon page. I share it, and I always give it to you, and it's here. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can see it here on the page. But go to his website and learn all this, especially when he talks about the different programs he has and what he can teach you. Now, you cannot – I don't know who would turn down anything off of this list. It says, how about a life of abundance of energy, vitality, healthy skin, mental clarity, supercharged sex drive and libido, more confidence, excess creative ideas, feeling more attractive, looking more fit, having a life that flows, manifest easily and powerfully, feeling unstoppable in life and inspired to create and live your dreams. You know, who would say no to any of that? But what I also want to ask you, too, is on this thing, we kind of went over this. You create, as a conscious health alchemist, you create these amazing secret energy-boosting elixirs. And also you have some great food recipes that you say just will knock us out of the galaxy. And Reno, you claim to ignite our full potential through secret holistic biophotonic nutrition practices.
Mm-hmm.
Now don't be pulling my leg. Don't be pulling my leg with this, okay?
All right. You want me to get to the core. What does that mean, right?
Yeah, I do. Break it down.
Okay. So bio is biology, which is can also mean physically oriented. And then photonic, if you research the word photonic, means of the light. Mm-hmm. And one of the most profound secrets you ever learn is, and it has been proven scientifically, your body is emitting light. You are made up of light. You're not made up of atoms and molecules. At the core essence of every atom exists this spark. It's called light. And it's being proven, which is the cool thing. And this ties in with my longevity. And if you know how to bring in light and energy and information that supports you, you're going to have miracles. And so I have learned how to make it very simple to do that. And so most people are focused on physical constituents and molecules and atoms. And that's why most scientists are going to continue to miss the secret that's smacking them right in the face. Because the most important aspect to your health is the photonic part. And this is why most people go out early and they wind up getting ill, and because they're not bringing in light. So I'm being very deep with you, and some people will never discover this. This is the deepest of deepest revelations that I will ever share. And if you really get if you really get it, you can have a shift today, tonight, within the next few hours, if you really start tapping into your intuition and learn what I just revealed in the secret, that you are light. And if you can bring in light, look out, because light trumps any amount of physical nutrition ever. And so, and again, look around the planet, and you got the Asian cultures teaching Tai Chi and Qigong. In Ayurveda, they teach other practices. And some people, they just go and tap into a tree and hug a tree. There's a reason why these people are doing this, and there's a reason why when you do this, you can survive hundreds of years. Because it keeps your body rejuvenated and regenerated, and people have done it because they've discovered the secret, but it goes beyond physical nourishment, and that's only one part of the nourishment that I teach. which is fun, creative, and knocks your socks off. the other part is taking care of yourself energetically, photonically. And that is the most important part because it trumps anything physical that you're ever going to take as far as supplements. And that's why I laugh when people go, oh, you know, I need the right supplement, or I found this great supplement. And I'm like, yeah, but that's only going to go so far because that supplement probably doesn't have a lot of light in it. And so that's where I'm going to be making my own nutritional products in the next year here. I'm going to have my own brand. And I'm going to tell you right now that when you take my products, look out, you're going to be flying high because I'm going to ensure these products are infused with light and information that actually gives your body what it requires to do its thing. And so, because here's the deal. Most products on store shelves, I don't care where you're at, they're nutritionally dead. Everything is mished and mashed and cut. The second you cut a plant, you start losing the bioforce, the essence of that plant. And this is why in Asian cultures, they take meticulous processes to dehydrate and slowly need. They know that you start shredding things, you're losing the most viable part, which is the essence of that plant. It's the light. And so you can't just go. That's why I laugh at some of these products, organic this, organic that. You look at the label, it's got 30 organic ingredients. I'm like, yeah, but number one, you've just smashed everything. You've lost the essence. Number two, some ingredients don't complement each other very well. It's like eating a piece of chocolate and then having a piece of grapefruit afterwards, right? It's a conflict. You don't. So you can't just be putting. You got to know what complements and what doesn't. So that's why you study indigenous cultures. They know. They're very in tune with knowing what complements, what doesn't. So for me, most of the food on food shelves is not going to nourish your body properly. So that's why I make my elixirs. Because you have one sip of my elixir, I promise you within 3 seconds you're going to go, holy cow. Like I just made one the other day. I just made one the other day, and my intuition guided me on how to make this. And I'm telling you, I don't even have to drink it. I can hold it in my hand, and my whole body and chakra system gets activated to the point I feel like somebody's pouring like a hose of water over my head. That's how
Are you
powerful.
Serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Wow. And that's why I'm here to teach people is there's other ways to nourish your body. Please don't rely on the food supply because you're actually depleting, especially in this country. If you want to go to other countries, you're going to see the difference between night and day. Go to Philippines and go to Thailand and all these other pure stuff where their food supply has not been altered. It's pure. It's heirloom. All you have to do is look at it and then eat it, and you'll see the difference. But for me, being that I'm in this country and I can only do so much with, buying heirloom and making my, growing my own, I make these elixirs because it's more nourishing than food.
Sounds good to me. Listen, we've got only a few minutes left, so I want to make sure everyone knows that there are so many things on your website, renosoriano.com. You can, if you just need to check out a little bit before you go out, if you've only got a few minutes, you're waiting in the DMV line or at the doctor's office, look at his blog. These are some of the titles of some of the blog posts that Reno has. 3 holistic health tips for ordering healthy when eating out. That's important. Why coffee and caffeine lower your vibe. Another one is 5 power tips for elevating your energy levels. Get off the hamster wheel now. And let's see. Oh, here's one of my favorites. Blinging body and ecstatic soul. Now, listen, this man, he doesn't just talk. He delivers. Because I have been checking out Reno for a while now and learning about him and his work and things he does. I can tell you right now, he is very sincere. He is honest. He has worked. He has studied. He lives. He practices and lives what he preaches. And Reno, I know you are so very sincere about wanting to help people and help good. Also, I see that, you can also find about his longevity makeovers. He's got a holistic store page. The book, I'm going to read off the titles real quick while I've still got time. He's got some fantastic books here. And I can't get my... also, while I'm waiting for that page to load with the book titles, if you want a speaker, he does speaking for businesses, large groups. I can't think of anything better than having Reno Soriano come to your company or your convention and talk. Because, I mean, Who wouldn't want their entire company? We all know somebody. Oh, my gosh. We all have worked someplace, or more than one place, but there's always somebody who wants to bring everybody down, or somebody that wants to start something antagonistic, or somebody just kind of brings in, and then you hope it's not you, you know. But who would not want to have their entire company? Because this is me. You know, I'm not an intuitive like you. I haven't studied everything you've studied. But I can't help but feel that if you're making a product or running a business out of a place where people are unhealthy physically, mentally, emotionally, everybody's got some kind of an axe to grind, and no one's doing anything to make it better, I cannot help but feel that kind of goes out with the product, that there's some kind of little unhappy vibe left on the product as it leaves. May not make a big shift in the world, but I sense it, you know, just as something. Okay, here are some titles of Reno Soriano's books, Body Brilliant, The 8 Royal Diamonds for a Healthier and More Radiant You, Fun Food Fantastic, Knock Your Socks Off Meal Creations. Reno Soriano, Why America is Fat, The Truth Finally Revealed, Sensational Slimming Secrets, A Revolutionary Pathway to a Healthier and Slimmer You, The Longevity Revolution, 12 Secret Spirals of Enduring Youth and Longevity, Consciousness, The Crystalline Key for Transforming Earth Blue. And all these books are available. You can read his pod. Hire him to come speak to your company. I think that would make a big change for everybody. And you know, one thing I was thinking too early when you were talking about the different, this is kind of a callback, when you were talking about different weight loss programs and so forth that don't work. I got to tell you something. I used to work with, this is one reason why I don't believe what I see as far as the commercials and things. I used to work in years ago in cosmetics. And I remember every year there's one company I'd worked with, and the owner, who's, you know, the company was named after her, the owner would come through and she would say, I'm going to show you how to look slimmer and healthier with my tips for dressing and makeup. And Reno, haven't told people this, but what she would do is she would have her shills who worked for her, who worked at different stores, come in, dress them up in about 4 or 5 pair of sweatpants, one on top of the other, and sit in the audience. Then pull them out of the audience. And, hi, honey, and what's your name? And she'd give a name. And she'd say, okay, go back, and we're going to change it. Just take it back, because they take off all those sweatpants and sweatshirts, so they're about 3 sizes smaller already when they undress. And they come out and say, see how wearing these colors and this makeup makes you look slimmer? People go, oh, my God, she does look slimmer. And it was just such a sham. And I remember being so excited to meet the boss of the company and then just being so disappointed at this. And really, when, you know, people, they're out to turn a buck.
Yeah, that's a big issue on the planet. It's a money-hungry society, and that's the conditioning. So, you know, on one level, yeah, it's almost like you got to forgive them too, because that's all they've learned. That's all they think, that they have to do that to generate profit, and it actually can be quite different. And actually, in my book, the Consciousity book, The Crystalline Keys for Transforming Earth Blue, I reveal that, you know, you can have a conscious business and you don't even have to have money as one of the top 3 motives for incorporating. See, on this planet, it's 90% of the companies are incorporating to earn and generate money. That is toxic to the planet. It's parasitic. And at some point there's going to be a correction. So for me, I've kind of dedicated to serving. And I know that if I'm serving, people are going to, they're going to come back and serve me. You know, they're going to support me on my mission, because I'm what I teach validates itself. I'm not here to teach a paradigm. I'm not here to pitch products and sell this. In fact, I don't even mention my books when I'm talking. I just say, yeah, I've written some books, but I don't say go to Amazon and purchase my book. I'm not a salesman, but I do things authentically, and people can feel that. And I think on this planet right now, there's a lot of people looking for that authenticity, because what you just experienced with that woman, that's, that's worldwide. People are trying to generate profit. It's like, you don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. Let's make great products and services and let them stand on their own, and the profit's going to come. It's just common sense. But the consciousness has been conditioned and programmed to think, you know, everyone's out against themselves, and we you know, we got to store our stash over here to make our. We don't need to use that's a parasitic consciousness. We don't have to compete. That's competition. If you're competing, you're gonna have stress, and at some point you're not gonna make it because you're always in stress mode. So for me, what I do stands on its own. I have no competitors because I know for sure what I'm doing is unique and revolutionary, and I get results, period. I don't care who you get out there. I don't have competition. If there's someone else doing good things with nutrition, great. I'm not looking at them as my competitor. I'm going to say, hey, what are you doing? Let's talk. Maybe I can help you, or maybe you can help me to add another element to my thing. But if we view this thing as competition and you got to drive money, goodbye, humanity. That's where humanity, it's on a trajectory of self-annihilation. We got to stop. We got to stop using that consciousness level. You don't have to do that. It's very. We can all be prosperous, but it's got to be done in a very holistic way where everyone just contributes shining through their talents. And if everyone just taps into their gifts and talents, we all got something to contribute. You're not going to have to compete. But the problem is the society has been set up with, these big companies that think they got to maximize profits and they got to do all these gimmicks to try to get people to, basically coerce them to buy your stuff. And it's like, well, if you got to do that, is your product really that great in the first place? So, exactly.
Well, Reno, you won't be pitching your books, but I will. I'll tell people, get Reno Soriano's books. You can get them on his website, renosoriano.com. Learn, read the, and hey, the blog is free information. So he wants to just go ahead and give you some information to get started with and help you. But I can tell you this, I am enjoying getting to know you, Reno, and learn about you and the things that you want to do to help people. I know you're sincere. I know you've got the gift and you got to use it. I'm just so proud to have you here. And you know you're going to have to come back again in a couple of months and just give us a little supercharge, okay? All
sure,
right, so you've heard
good.
It here. He's going to come back. Now, if you're listening live tonight, tomorrow night, my guest is Luis Manero, and he is going to teach you, he's going to demystify the out-of-body experience. So he's going to teach us all how to do it. So I think we know what that means is if you can't afford a vacation and you're tired of a staycation, Luis Manero is going to teach us how to have an out-of-body vacation. So, hey. Sounds pretty good. All right. Well, again, this is Madam Perry signing off. Madam Perry Salon. Thank you to Reno Soriano. And thank you all for
listening. Thank you.